We're now beginning the fourth chapter of Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, titled Emunas Hashgachosoi Yizborah Shemoi, the belief in Hashem's Hashgacha, which means divine providence. We've learned through the chapters, teaching us how to attain a true belief in the existence of Hashem. The next level was attaining the belief that Hashem created all, and we are His creations. We learned through the process of attaining that clarity as well, and it's something which requires constant focus and learning day after day to add a little more of this knowledge into our daily life and all our activities so that it can eventually become a natural part of our outlook, how we perceive anything and everything. We'll be able to look at a chair and it'll scream at us, "I was created by Hashem." That's what we're looking to achieve. The next level that we'll now begin to add on the first two steps that we've been working on and we continue to work on, we're now going to work on achieving a real and tangible belief in Hashgachas Hashem, Hashem's awareness and influence on every aspect of this world. In the Torah, we see that there were those who believed in Hashem's existence. They believed He created the world, but they thought that He then abandoned the world to chance. Why did they think this way? There was two reasons why they thought this way. Number one, they couldn't believe that a deity like Hashem, who is so great and so elevated and so lofty and so holy, would be interested in and could be interested in the daily life of a human. It's not even comparable to us being interested in the daily trials and tribulations of a particular ant named Mo. Unless we're entomologists, this doesn't concern us and it can't possibly concern us. And the distance between us and Hashem is much, 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 much greater than the distance between us and an ant. We have something in common with an ant. We're both Gashmi as Dig, we're both creations, we're both physical. We have nothing in common with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second, they looked at the way the world worked. They struggled with the age-old question of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, Rasha V'Tovloi, how can evil things happen to good people and evil people seem to be enjoying life? And therefore they concluded that God must have abandoned the world. He created it and then left it behind. Our job is to strengthen and clarify the belief that not only did Hashem not abandon the world, Chas V'Shalom, but there isn't a second that passes that doesn't have Hashem's full attention. Hashem will never ignore the world, not now and not ever. We need to begin to work on this point until we feel it and live it as a reality. And through this knowledge, we will form a powerful connection with Hashem. In our daily lives, there are two kinds of transactions or matters that we engage in. There are those that we classify as big deals, right? And then there are those we consider small and insignificant. For example, when we go to buy a house, that's a big transaction. It's a big deal. When someone is looking for a shidduch and goes out on a date, he or she is in the middle of a big matter, something with which his or her life, whole life, revolve around. In these issues, we feel very strongly that we are dependent and very dependent on Hashem. We need Him, we need His help. We won't be successful unless Hashem wants us to be and directly gets involved in the process. We daven special tefillahs, we look for segulahs, sometimes we go to tzaddikim to get brachas, we daven at different kvarim. Everything and anything we can do to incur favor in the eyes of Hashem and to be zeicha, to merit siyata d'shmaya, heavenly assistance, when we need it most. But what if we are going to the store to buy a pack of paper? We go to Staples and look at the different kinds of paper, this many pounds or this kind of brightness. We compare prices and amounts. Maybe you check your smartphones to make sure you aren't getting ripped off. And then we make the purchase. Do we feel we need Hashem in this particular transaction? Not really. It's a small, insignificant matter and I can take care of it myself. Why would Hashem be involved? And that's where we need to put our hearts into. developing this kind of emunah, that Hashem is involved in every single transaction, every matter, from the largest to the smallest. We need His help, His assistance, whether we're buying tomatoes or a house. And without His assistance, both won't be successful. And with His assistance, they will be. If we can successfully internalize this, then we'll be living a life bound to Hashem in every act we do. And that's something that will create a true bond with Hashem and a real relationship.